Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I don't do commercials for Don Jackson Blattner, but we do put her on the radio. And I don't think you need to advertise, Don, because you probably hear from our listeners all the time, right?
Oh, my gosh. Hey, John, how are you? This is my favorite time of the week. Not only talking to you, you're fabulous. Yeah, your listeners are so engaged. I got to say, I get so many inspirational notes of people who, oh, I made this little change, or I did this, or I'm eating my, you know, breakfast this way because I heard you. So, yeah, I feel like we're really, you and I together, we're making a difference, you know, one listener at a time.
One black bean brownie at a time.
Yeah, well put, yes.
I came home yesterday. Brenda had black bean brownies out there. You know, that and a scoop of ice cream after dinner watching the Olympics. It's great, but it's just a small little black bean brownie, which looks, feels, smells, and tastes like a regular brownie. But the principal ingredient is black beans. And except that it's not super sweet, it's genius, Don.
Yeah, well, hey, thank you. And that's really, you know, what I feel very strongly about when it comes to nutrition is it really doesn't have to be so doom and gloom. Like a lot of people will say, oh, my gosh, you know, I got my blood work back from my doctor, and now I have to eat all this bird food and, like, oh, you know, sad me, I have to do good nutrition. But it's, like, quite the opposite. It's like healthy nutrition can actually be very fun, very enjoyable, very delicious, and very doable. And, in fact, you can't have good nutrition if you don't love the taste of it and enjoy it, because, you know, you've got to do that if you want to keep doing it.
Yeah. Don Jackson Blattner's on the line, the author and registered dietitian and nutritionist. She's the author of books, including The Superfood Swap, and she's a reality contest TV show winner. For a long time, she was the nutritionist for the Cubs. They won the World Series because of Don. And she joins us on Thursdays at this time as often as she can. And you just mentioned blood work or blood health, and I know that's something you've been reading or writing about. So let's just talk a little bit about what your research is, or what are you saying there, Don?
Yeah, so, you know, actually a lot of listeners will email me and they'll say, hey, I just went to my doctor and I found out I have high blood pressure, or I found out I have high cholesterol, or I found out that my blood sugar isn't right, and they said I'm pre-diabetic. What should I do? And so, you know, one of the things that I decided to do is, like, what are, if you have one of these things that pop up from a doctor's visit, what really could you do in three little quickie steps for you to impact your actual numbers, your actual health? Because that's what the cool part of nutrition is it's not just about weight. I know a lot of people think it's like, oh, what you eat and it's how much you weigh on the scale, but it actually, what you eat can change your blood. It can change your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your sugars. It's amazing. So what I did is I put together basically three quickies, things that you can do depending on, you know, what you're dealing with blood work. So for example, if you are somebody who's dealing with blood pressure, is there anything you can do with your, you know, nutrition and lifestyle? Absolutely. And so the three things for blood pressure are produce. So getting 2 cups of fruit and 3 cups of vegetables, because, yes, we know it's good to eat your fruits and vegetables, but particularly for blood pressure, fruits and vegetables have a lot of potassium naturally in them. And potassium helps balance the sodium in our diet, which is really important as step number two for blood pressure, is paying attention to sodium on the label. Things that you think are salty because they taste salty, that's not the way to do it. Not to figure out, oh, this chips must be salty because they taste salty. No, things that don't even taste salty to you could be salty. So like bread and sandwiches and lunch meat and soups and pizza, you know, those are the top six foods that are so salty. But also, you know, look at your condiments, look at the labels and see that you're getting things that are low sodium, will have 5% daily value or less on the food label. And then, you know what, you might not think that this is important, but it really is when it comes to blood pressure, is stress, meditation, breathing, exercise, sleep, limiting alcohol and caffeine, those are things that can help relax your nervous system, which actually can help your blood pressure. So, like, for example, those sound doable, right? Produce, sodium, and stress. If you have high blood pressure, those are three great places to start.
Our Bob Surratt talks a lot about stress and ways to breathe or ways to ease stress, like getting a good night's sleep and how to do that, when to do that, what to do and not do. And he also has been talking a lot lately about breathing, that you, like, inhale and hold it and then slowly release it. And I don't know if you are talking about that sort of thing, but that's a big thing with our Bob.
It's absolutely amazing. Like, if you have a blood pressure cuff at your house, for example, and you were to do that and to say, okay, I'm going to take my blood pressure, then I'm going to do breathing exercise to really deal with this mind-body connection. Everybody talks about it, but let me see what actually happens. You do some deep breathing, your blood pressure will be better. Same thing. Do experiments of like, oh, hey, if I sleep 8 hours, I wonder if my blood pressure the next day is going to be better. It will. I wonder if I exercise. You know, and it doesn't have to be even but for 15 minutes every day, a little walk. Oh, my gosh, my blood pressure has improved. This kind of stuff actually works. And that's why it's so interesting to me that you have such control over so many of the things that we have, you know, in our blood work or in our health. So that's like blood pressure. The cholesterol has three different things that you could start working on. I call them the three F's of cholesterol. And the first one is fitness. Well, again, we know all the time, oh, yeah, fitness. But if you did 150 minutes of exercise a week, moderate, we're talking about half an hour walk, for example, 5 days in the week, that's 150 minutes, it helps boost our good cholesterol, those HDL good cholesterol numbers that we want. It can change that. If you eat fiber, that's the next F, 30 grams of fiber each day from things like, you know, I always talk about beans, whole grains, fruits and vegetables. If you got 30 grams of fiber, that helps decrease your LDL or the bad cholesterol. So fiber is great. And the third F is fish. If you ate 8 ounces of fatty fish a week, like salmon or tuna or sardines, it helps decrease triglyceride level. So doing those three things really can help somebody's panel if they are dealing with some cholesterol issues. It's like, wow, that's impressive. You know, and then the final one that a lot of people email me about is blood sugar. And three things you can do there would be, this is kind of a no-brainer, but when you're dealing with blood sugar, is paying attention to the added sugar in your diet and trying to look at labels and have your day be 30 grams of added sugar or less a day. Walking, this is so interesting. So if you were to wear like a blood sugar monitor and you were eating any kind of meal and you went for a 5-minute walk after you ate a meal, your blood sugar would be better. So after meals, doing a 5-minute walk, even if it's in place, your blood sugar could be better. And then the final thing for blood sugar is just making sure when you look at your plate before you eat that it's balanced in ratio. So that would be half of it fruits and vegetables, there's a little protein, and there's a little whole grain. That your plate looks balanced before you start eating, and that helps a blood sugar. So these are the types of things. You don't have to – oh, go ahead.
Well, finish that thought, but I got a question for you. Go ahead.
Well, the thing is that there's a million things you can do. You can look online and you say, oh, my gosh, I have, you know, elevated blood sugar. I have elevated cholesterol. And it can be overwhelming to figure out what you're supposed to do. So I like the idea of just if you could do three things pretty consistently, that gets you well on your way to helping you take charge of your health.
Now, all of this sounds doable. It's very helpful. And I love that you come up with acronyms or easy-to-remember schemes like the four Fs for cholesterol are fitness, fiber, fish, and fudge. Those are the things that you need a lot more
of. Yes, I like your added one.
I snuck that one F in there, didn't I? But you said after you eat a meal, take a 5-minute walk, and that will lower your what again? Your blood sugar?
Your blood sugar. Yep. Yes. It's amazing. So when you have a lot of sugar in your blood, which, by the way, anytime you eat, your blood sugar will go up. That's a natural human process. But what happens when you walk is your muscles start warming up and asking for that sugar. They're warm. They're walking. Give me that sugar. So it comes out of your blood into your muscles, into your working muscles. So then your blood sugar is lower because it's coming out of your blood to go into your muscles. And it doesn't take much. That's the thing. I think that's the empowering message is you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to do a million things differently. If you start and be pretty consistent with kind of small things, It really can make a big positive impact in your health.
I think a lot of us feel better after a meal and you go for a walk. Lord, how many of us have done that after Thanksgiving? This listener says, hey, John, listening to Don Jackson Blattner right now, my blood pressure is low. Thank you. Don, anything you want to run by us before we take some calls and read some text messages?
Hey, you know what? You prompted me with something. We were talking about, you know, the F's of cholesterol, and you were like, oh, it's fitness and fiber and fish and fudge. Hey, do you remember when we made two-ingredient fudge together out of sweet potatoes?
Yep.
Sweet potato fudge? Do you remember that?
I
like that, too. So in addition to the black bean brownies when you're looking for dessert, it was just one cup of cooked mashed sweet potato and one cup of dark chocolate chips mixed together, and it turns into fudge. I mean, come on. So that's another point of, like, it, this really can be fun to eat all of these, you know, superfoods.
Okay, let's talk to, I think it's Gerald on line one. You're on WGN. What can we do for you?
Hello.
Hey, Gerald.
This is Jerry.
Hey, Jerry. Well, Jerry,
about,
yeah.
I have a question about on the market now, I have celiac, and they have these gluten products that remove celiac. Is that something that is safe?
Okay, let me put you on hold so we can hear you and you can hear us better. He's celiac, and there are products out there that purport to remove that. Is that true, Don?
Okay, no, listen. Celiac is an actual condition where you cannot eat gluten. So the world has taken on these gluten-free diets, and a lot of times it's, you know, hogwash for most people. However, for celiac clients and patients, they really do need to have gluten-free foods. And so a lot of those products are marketed toward, like, the general population where it really doesn't matter so much that they're having gluten in their diet. However, still for a celiac diagnosed patient, they need to follow a gluten-free diet. For every one of us out there, listen, a lot of the things that are marketed as gluten-free have this health halo where people think, oh my God, that must be healthier because it's gluten-free. It's not true. It's not true. So many of, like, the breads and crackers and things on the market, research has shown that they are lower in fiber and higher in fat, higher in carbs, and actually higher in calories than most of just the regular whole grain products. So in a nutshell, celiac is different, and they still need to follow gluten-free. And for everybody else, read your label. Gluten-free doesn't mean it's good for you.
That's too bad for the people that do need things that are gluten-free if they're less nutritional, but they feel like they need to opt for that because they can't have the gluten.
Yeah, well, you know what's so cool is that naturally gluten-free, when you teach somebody who has celiac and they really need to be, for their health, gluten-free, so many naturally gluten-free foods, like, for example, sweet potatoes, white potatoes, quinoa, like a lot of them good-for-you foods can actually be made into healthy versions of breads and desserts and everything like that. So there is absolutely a way to make a gluten-free diet super fun, super healthy with pizza and tacos and everything you love. But just a lot of the products on the market will just slap that gluten-free label on there and people just think it's healthier. And it's just not true.
You've been talking about blood sugar and sugar in general. How come bananas, this listener asks, how come bananas spike your blood sugar? Thank you.
All fruits, and no matter what fruit you're talking about, spikes your blood sugar. And that's a good thing. That's a natural thing. It's not bad to have a blood sugar elevated. And the idea would be, is like, how spiky does it get? How high does it get? So a banana sugar is so different than cakes, cookies, pies, other things, because the sugar in a banana is in a matrix of nutrition. It's within fiber and potassium and vitamin C and all the things a banana has. So although your blood sugar goes up with all fruits, it doesn't spike the way that a regular added sugar would, because it has all that good nutrition. So you don't have to be afraid of it.
Got it. Okay, this listener says, John and Don, beets versus beet juice to lower blood pressure. Which one do you like?
Okay, so remember, when it comes to blood pressure, you've got to do all the things. So it's 2 cups of fruit, 3 cups of vegetables, watching your sodium, doing the relaxation we talked about. You've got to do all of those things for blood pressure. But if you're looking for a supplement, an add-on, things like beets absolutely do help. Beet is very good for you, but beet juice is very concentrated, So it works harder and better for actually decreasing blood pressure. It's about the concentration. They're both good for you. Beets are definitely something you should have in your diet. But if you're really looking for that sort of, you know, concentrated approach, that's where the juice comes in.
Hey, Don, is there any truth to eating 2 Brazil nuts a day will help reduce your cholesterol?
2 Brazil nuts a day has a great level of selenium, which is a mineral that we need. It's great for you. They have fiber. They have good fats and everything, but they are not a miracle for cholesterol levels. Anything that's a miracle for cholesterol levels will have even more fiber than like 2 of these Brazil nuts. So things like beans and whole grains, all the nuts, seeds and fruits and vegetables, but getting to that 30 grams of fiber is where you really start seeing a better for you cholesterol level than just those 2 Brazil nuts.
Well, 2 just doesn't sound enough. How about 14? I mean, 2, that just...
No, you know what's interesting? 2, yeah, the reason why it's so interesting is because 2 Brazil nuts is all of your daily selenium for the day. Again, it's a mineral, selenium's a mineral, and it is very good for you. So people are throwing that number around because it is quite impressive that only 2 gives you all that selenium. But it really isn't a magic bullet for cholesterol.
DonJacksonBlattner.com is her website, DonJacksonBlattner.com. DJ Blattner on Instagram and here on WGN Radio. Join us again next week, my friend.
Love to. Thanks so much, John.